Well, it's summertime and the season's fine to pick up a book and to take some time. Meet some local authors here on WNIJ.
This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with a third installment of our summer book series. Today, we'll turn to creative nonfiction with a new memoir by Barry Jean Borich. Her book, Body Geographic, won a gold medal at this year's Independent Publisher Book Awards, or IPPIs. Barry Jean Borich, congratulations and welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Body Geographic uses images of maps, tattoos, and migration-themed artwork to chart a personal history. You take us from your childhood on Chicago's South Side to what you call the prairie college town of Champaign to Minneapolis, the hometown of your spouse, Linnea. How did you get the idea to incorporate cartography in a memoir?
Well, I've been fascinated with travel between Minneapolis and Chicago because I've spent most of my adult life going back and forth between those two places. And so for years, I've been trying to write about that and trying to get at how geography impacts the kind of culture of a place and the people who come from a place, and kind of positing against the American coming out story, which felt like it had similar migration themes.
Early in the book, you have a passage which describes the moment you look into a mirror and begin to see yourself as a map in the making. The passage is called The Map. I'd like you to read this passage and then we'll talk afterwards.
Sure. One drunken night when I was newly in love, my then lover and I stood in a public restroom in South Minneapolis, looking into a streaked mirror. I stared at my own face with the devotion of the drunken and whispered to my lover that my eyes, nose, and mouth looked to me like a map. It was the sort of thing my lover liked to talk about. "That woman's face looks like a map of Eastern Europe," she'd say about some stunningly unconventional beauty or other we'd meet in passing. And I must have wished her to say the same about me. We were young, me only 23, and often drunk or stoned and prone to believe all manner of unlikely things about our lives. In our mostly women's new world, the lesbian nation, a floating country with invisible borders that my lover, 9 years older than I, had arrived at first. I suppose I was trying to impress her, trying to get her to see me better, and indeed I was pleased when she nodded and told me she did see it too, my face made from the copper stones of some beautiful old country. Neither of us had been yet to our family's old countries. I hadn't yet even been away from the Western Hemisphere. Drunk as I was that night, if I made out anything in that wavy approximation of my features, I likely saw my father, whom I resemble. If I saw a map, it was probably just that of my dad's and my Chicago, with perhaps some cast of my grandfather's and great-grandfather's Croatia underneath. I was taking note then of not so much ground truth as history, one of so many 20th century migration stories that started in the dregs and stones of an impoverished Balkan village and continued in the steel mill regions of the American middle. My lover was a short Jewish woman with curly black hair, recently migrated from Boston, resettling here in the Scandinavian upper Midwest to work at the feminist theater company where we met. Her homesickness, the reason she talked about maps. I was not nearly so far from home, a tall, blonde, native Midwesterner, just one major metropolis west of the city where I was born. And yet the idea of the map, that my body might carry a geography of memory, stayed with me from that night forward. Years later, I would read in a book about the history of mapping that maps are less actualities than acts of discernment. And yes, this is what I was doing, looking into that mirror, discerning my asymmetrical 1980s haircut, the smudge of eyeliner under my eyes, the way my body had just begun to feel itself in love, in sex, yes, finally present for a lover in ways I hadn't been with the women and men who had come before. But also I had begun to locate myself in time and place. When I said my face was a map, I meant that I was beginning to discern what I decided to make of myself, mapping as the act of making out some new and more accurate self that I hadn't made out before.
I love the line where you say maps are acts of discernment. You also use images of tattoos to chart your journey. When we first meet you in this book, you're lying face down in a tattoo parlor while an artist creates a design on your back. Describe the tattoo and its significance.
The tattoo is the merged skyline of two cities, both Chicago and Minneapolis. I was living in Minneapolis and actually not planning to leave, but I still felt like Chicago was the city that had made me. As it happens, I'm now living in Chicago again, which is not an expectation I had at that time, but In some ways, now the tattoo feels even more accurate in terms of a signifier of who I am.
Well, tattoos are a voluntary way of showing who we are and where we've come from. But we're also covered with involuntary markings, and these are scars. Some of these are on the surface, and you describe one across your abdomen after a hysterectomy. And others are hidden, injuries common to survivors of sexual assault, which is also a part of your story, and you include it in the book. When you look at the totality of your marks, what do you see?
I see both, you know, experience and resilience. I see points where I may not have survived the mistakes and misdirections and kind of dangers of my own life, but I also see making and remaking myself. So I don't know what that would actually look like in a map. Some of my favorite kinds of map art are people who make clothing into different kinds of maps. So perhaps a beautiful mapped dress of beauty and resilience and a little bit of danger overcome.
Barry Jean Borich is the author of three books, including Body Geographic. At WNIJ.org, you can hear her read another excerpt from the book. Barry Borich, thanks so much.
Thank you.